Twitter blew up.
More offensive than a presidential tweet.
Russia, China, Japan, Mexico, all countries will respect us far more than they do under past administrations.
PC Radio with Stu and Rich. Mojo 50 Radio.
Co-produces an award-winning hunting show with her husband, the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent. She's totally plugged in, Richard. She gets it. She knows exactly what's going on. She is the definition of the quintessential American patriot and an author of a new book, which we're going to talk about, too. You got to go get that. Shameen Nugent is coming up on PC Radio in just a few minutes. We have a huge show today, a packed show. Richard, it's no secret I broke audio over the weekend relating to the stolen election and dropped audio of Kenneth Scott Koch, yes, of the Koch family, who was caught on tape admitting to knowing about ballots being flown into Arizona on planes protected by the Arizona National Guard. Totally crazy. We'll bring that to you in just a moment. The president signed the omnibus and relief bill, trillions of dollars. We'll get into the specifics on that. There's an asterisk next to that, so don't get all worked up here. Nashville is a mess, a total hoax, in my opinion, and a complete cover-up right before our eyes. The FBI is lying, and I know it. I'll talk to you about that in a few minutes as well. And the radical and tyrannical takeover of America. The total eradication of the middle class is in full swing as progressive Democrat communists align themselves with China in search of total and complete control and power and money, which will include the abolishment of your Second Amendment. We've got to talk about something here real quick, though, and I appreciate your patience. Everyone knows that bills have to get paid. I want to tell you about Verve. Verve is a veteran-owned company that provides the highest quality CBD at the most affordable prices. Now, I didn't know about CBD before we talked to TK over at Verve. I had heard about it, obviously. I knew that there were a lot of things, you know, it helps with this and it helps with that. I am now a full believer because I'm a user. A user. I never thought I'd be saying that. But yeah, I am. I'm a user. CBD, he's got me hooked on this stuff. And I do the stuff without the THC three times a day, breakfast, noontime, and right before bedtime. I've got the 3,000 milligram bottle, half a dropper or whatever it is. Now, I was supposed to have surgery before the holidays. I was supposed to have shoulder surgery. My arthritis is just so bad. And honestly, literally, all of my mobility is back. I mean, just a very tiny amount of pain. But it was so unbearable, Richard. You know that I couldn't even reach up to the top of the steering wheel while driving without wincing in pain. Drying off my hair, getting out of the shower was like, it was horrible. This stuff has really taken hold of my life in a positive way. I have a son with ADHD. He has started on a lower regimen, but he has started on this stuff as well. The behavioral difference is so dramatic that, I mean, God willing, we may be able to get rid of these prescribed ADHD medications in the near future. We're going to talk to his doctor about it, of course. I'm no, you know, Dr. Jill Biden here, but I will say that we're going to explore that because the effects that it has had with him are absolutely tremendous. So get over to thepcradioshow.com. Scroll down just a little bit. There's a Verve logo there. Click on that and just enjoy. I mean, it's you got to give it a try. I was not well educated. I wasn't a believer. I'm a full-blown converted believer now. We live in a country that's becoming unrecognizable to patriots, patriots that were raised in a home with parents that had a respect for the police and first responders, had an understanding of our country's history, recognized and looked up to the bravery of the men that sacrificed it all to liberate America. Soldiers were held in high regard and were revered as heroes to kids that had an upbringing that included values, honor, dignity, and integrity. We weren't scared to talk about God or Jesus Christ. Having a personal relationship with the Lord, as a matter of fact, was the only thing that could save us. We knew that, and we honored God. We put God first above and before everything else. No shame. Men understood that they were men and they acted like it. It wasn't demeaning for a man to take on the responsibilities of caring for his wife and children. And women weren't threatened by men that provided for their families as the primary wage earner, for example, or the protectors of their household. When a boy or a man saw a woman struggling with her groceries, we dropped everything. We dropped what we were doing to help her. She didn't yell at us about her independence, give us a weird look, or holler about her liberation and what doctorate she'd earned. She didn't look down on us and become immediately offended when we held the door for her or shoveled her driveway, mowed her lawn, helped her with her leaves. She just said thank you. I remember playing outside, Richard, taking my bike for a ride, you know, to my buddies' houses, going sledding, staying out all day. Do you remember that rule? Just be home before the streetlights come on?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. We went to the local beach. We hung out at the gas station. We pumped gas for tip money. We stood down on the docks. I remember catching boats for tips as well. We were regulars at the local taxidermist. The stuff that he had hanging on the wall was cool. We were regulars at the bait store. We went fishing. If I got out of line, my dad did more than a timeout or video game restrictions. And that's why I didn't get out of line too often. I mean, I knew what was coming. Kids were kids, yes, but we knew our role. We didn't interrupt adults when they were talking. We addressed every grown person as sir or ma'am. And at the end of the football game is the only time a player took a knee on that field. Disrespecting the American flag would result in a certain ass-whipping. Church is what we did on Sundays. Supper time was a sacred family gathering experience. And no, you weren't excused from the table until Dad got up from his chair. We had responsibilities around the house. We had chores. We let the dogs out. We did the dishes. We kept our rooms clean. The day didn't start until our beds were made. We took our vitamins. We ate home-cooked meals. We learned to accept the consequences of our actions without blaming everyone else for the choices that we made. We learned from our mistakes. We strived for the best marks we could get in school. We were on time for class. We stood up against bullies to protect those that had a difficult time protecting themselves. But most of all, we were self-sufficient. And that's scary to our government now. We didn't rely on the next man to make us. We didn't look for handouts. We looked for ways to be more generous. Hard work meant better pay, and those that didn't want to work didn't have a pot to piss in. That's not fair. That's something that kids say a lot. I said it a lot. And the answer that I always got from my parents was, well, hey, life isn't fair. Standing up for what you believe in is something that I will always do. I will bow for no man. I will never apologize for my whiteness. I will always stand for thy flag. I will thank cops and members of our military. I will honor and recognize their sacrifice. American patriots know what I'm talking about right now. And there's no doubt that you've had it. You're ready to take your country back, and we can do it. We're going to talk to a real American patriot about that right now. Shemaine Nugent is the author of 4 Minutes to Happy, Little Things You Can Do to Change Your Life in Just a Few Minutes a Day. She's been a health and wellness expert for more than 40 years. We're trying to be like this gal, man. She's appeared on MTV, VH1, Entertainment Tonight, Discovery, Fox. Shemaine knows about making her own way, and she's coming up in 60 seconds as PC Radio continues. Stay right there.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Censored by Twitter, shadow banned on Facebook, and hated by fake news media. The Patriotically Correct Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Mojo 5-0 Radio.
American patriots know it, don't they, Shemaine? And they're tired of it, aren't they? Oops, I can't hear you. I don't know where you went. You must have muted up while I was going through my diatribe.
You got me now?
I do. I got you now.
Can you hear me now?
Chamaine Nugent, everybody. Congratulations on the new book, 4 Minutes to Happy.
Thank you.
First time on Patriotically Correct Radio, and we appreciate you being here. It's truly an honor, and I want to talk to you a little bit about that. Tell us first and foremost what got you to this point. You're the author of a book. You're highly revered as a health and wellness expert. I mean, 40 years doing this stuff. You know what you're talking about.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. And, you know, I wanted to comment on some of the things that you said in your monologue about being a patriot and about what things were like when we were growing up as kids. And boy, my brother and I had that lesson too. We had to be in by the time the streetlights went on. And not only that, my son Rocco, who's 30 now, when he was growing up, I would walk to a door when we were about to enter a door, and I would stand there. And I would wait for him to open the door for me. And one time he said, "Mom, you can open it." And I said, "That's not the point." And now he's the first person to help a little old lady get her luggage up on an airplane, into the airplane. And you know, I think that those are the values, the morals and values that are suddenly slipping away from us. And
yes.
Americans have had it.
Yes.
Patriots have had it. Ted and I have had it. And we don't want to see this country go down the tubes. We've worked too hard. But I will say something that my husband, Ted Nugent, has always said is that, you know, we've been asleep. And we call this now the Great Awakening because
yeah.
it's bringing more people to God. Mm-hmm. It's causing more people to pray and to think about what is truly important in their lives. And yes, to take their vitamins and to do self-care. And that's why my book is important now more than ever. But it's also important for every American, every patriot, to when you see something, say something. Stand up and do not be silent any longer.
Yeah. I remember my sister would get made fun of in school. She was a deer hunter. Right. And it was like, well, only guys do that. You know, girls aren't supposed to do that. They're supposed to play with dolls and stuff. But that wasn't the understanding. And that's not what I'm trying to get at here. You know, I'm not trying to say like, OK, well, women have a role and guys have a role. And, you know, guys are the hunters and women are not. I love the liberation of women. I just don't need it flaunted in my face every day. You know, like this elitist type attitude of the Harvard grad, you know, or this Dr. Jill Biden big joke farce thing going on. I mean, I don't know if you read her deal, but I mean, there was like elementary math in there that she was failing at. It's embarrassing. It's an embarrassment to our country that she calls herself Dr. Jill Biden. And it's an embarrassment that people like Whoopi Goldberg sit up here and proper up. Oh, she should be the Surgeon General of our country. Like what?
So that guy doesn't know anything.
It's not what I was talking about when I said that. So I really love the liberation of women. I do. I embrace that. And I think that women should be strong. And I look up to strong women. But when somebody so this identity politics thing, for example, Joe Biden, when he was seeking the nomination before they stole it away from Bernie, because Bernie would have lost in a total landslide in the general election, when they stole this thing away from him, you know, prior to getting the nomination, Joe Biden made the promise that he was going to have a woman of color as his vice presidential running mate, you know, and that he was going to have a historic cabinet filled with women and minorities. What happened to the most qualified person, Chamaine?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I think that's really the essential information that we're missing out on now. And it's become, you talked about being a feminist, being a woman, and being proud to be at home. Now more than ever, I am a proud hunter. I used to kind of put it on the back burner. And in fact, I didn't post social media photos of my harvests,
right,
my kill. But I have been hunting for 30 years with a bow and arrow. And that's hard, y'all.
If
you've never done it before. And I, as a kid, I used to race motocross. So I actually am a badass. Can I say that here?
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
But I'm proud to be. And then last night, I made this elaborate dinner, kind of elaborate, turkey with homemade gravy and mashed potatoes and steamed veggies. And then I made another plate for my son, who's a vegan. And I'm proud to do that, mm-hmm. that I can bring home the bacon and fry it up in the pan and literally do just about everything. I'm not real good with numbers and electronics, though. I will say that.
That's all right. You know, I think that, you know, you were talking, Shemaine, about the awakening, and I agree. I think that a lot of the things that are going on in this country now, unfortunately, can be blamed on us as the American people. Like you said, we've been sleeping and everyone's waking up now. And, you know, maybe in a certain respect, we've asked for this great reset. Although it's going to be hell, it's going to be a pain in the ass to go through. But much like everything else this country has went through, I think that we'll get through it. The question is, how resilient will we be in the end to have some resemblance of what we had before all the nap time was still in effect, if that's what we're going to call it.
Well, even years ago, my son is 30 now, and when he was 7, I enrolled him into a YMCA swim team, and he had a swim meet that was just for novices. You couldn't have practiced, or you couldn't have been involved in any other professional competitions at the YMCA. And I was a state champion swimmer twice, so you better know it. I gave him some tips. And he swam, he did the novice swim meet, and of course he won, and he did so well. And when it came time for him to pick up his trophy, there's absolutely no question he got first place. But they would not give him a trophy, and I'm going to tell you why. Because they said it wasn't fair to the other kids. So we have seen this type of behavior seeping into our lives in little places, and we've ignored it. We've denied it, and now this is happening. This is the result of us being asleep for so long, and as Ted calls everybody, sheeple.
Yeah.
You know, we are waking up to some cold hard facts. And the number one most important thing, you know, in my book, I talk about little things that you could do in the pockets of your own time to be healthy. You guys both and everybody watching your show, you have to focus on what you can control. I mean, there are some times in the past year that I have just gone down the rabbit hole, been up all night researching things and found out some things about especially human trafficking that I didn't want to see.
Yeah.
And I had to focus on, okay, what can I control? What can I be in charge of? Number one, prayer. I got that all day long, brother. I can pray and pray. And really that does bring some peace to you and to your family. And if you remain calm in stressful situations, you're going to be healthier and happier. And another thing that I recommend that you do is to find your gift in life. You know, a lot of suicides are on the rise right now and people are depressed more than ever, but find the thing that makes your heart sing, do it more often and share it, that gift, with other people. You'll be happier and healthier, and they will too.
We're talking to Shemaine Nugent. Get her book, by the way, 4 Minutes to Happy, Little Things You Can Do to Change Your Life in Just a Few Minutes a Day. It's available on Amazon right now, isn't it? That's right.
Yes, Amazon. Okay. And if you want an autographed copy, you can email oldwestantiques@yahoo.com.
Awesome. Shemaine, we were talking about suicides, and a lot of this, I think, is coming from, you know, lockdowns and people losing their businesses at alarming rates. This is a government that is penalizing small business. And I'm no conspiracy theorist here, but I can see the writing on the wall. I mean, it's right in front of us. The goal here by progressive radical tyrants is to eliminate the middle class, the most powerful, largest class in America. The backbone of the American economy is small business. And so the way that control and compliance can come, if not voluntary, is through force, right? So, and mm-hmm. through fear is the emotion that we're going to use to control you. So we're going to, the sheeple, if you will, that are going to believe this plandemic narrative are going to automatically take care of themselves. They're going to wear their face diaper and they're going to step away from their family and their friends and their businesses on their own. The rest of them, you have to force the compliance by going in there and arresting them and fining them if they open their business in, quote, defiance of the law, right? And so this is an attempt to disarm America even without taking their guns at first, because you take the control and communication away, you take the money away, they're no longer self-sufficient. Now they're codependent and reliant, looking for handouts, forced to their knees to look up to the almighty federal government and beg for assistance. We've been told by Joe Biden in just the last 24 hours, he said, the darkest days are ahead of us. I mean, they're not behind
How is
us.
That to take over to your first days in office? Hopefully not, but your first days in office, you're putting out that kind of message, nothing positive. I mean, it's really a shame. We have lost our First Amendment. That's gone.
Yeah.
We know that. You and I have been suppressed, and so many other people, my husband included, and we cannot stand by and watch this happen anymore. And I agree with you. This is where they start. They start with controlling your life so that you have no way of making ends meet. And again, now more than ever, I'm proud to be a hunter. During the lockdown, the shutdown, the quarantine, our lives really didn't change. I mean, we live off the land, and we have for decades. So we'll never starve. We got extra supply of toilet paper.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a shame.
Did people not wipe their asses before the coronavirus or what? What is the deal with that emptying?
I know. I actually wanted to not Google, but DuckDuckGo. I wanted to find out, like, what did people do in the Middle Ages for toilet paper? But anyways,
that's a good idea,
I digress. this is a way for us to be compliant.
Yeah.
Look at how quickly, if a year ago anybody would have mentioned, oh, you're all going to be wearing masks, you're going to be forced to stay in your homes. And in some countries, you can't even have sex without wearing a mask. You can't go to your grandma's house for Christmas. You can't go to church and worship God, but you can go to a strip club and you can go to the liquor store.
And if we would have been told that,
we never would have believed it. But this is a way for them to take control. And we are watching it happen before our very eyes.
Can it be stopped? Mm. Can we stop it? I mean, you mentioned being concerned with the things that you can control and letting go of the things that you can't. But can we stop this thing? I mean, it's my opinion that Joe Biden will never be sworn in as president of the United States.
Yeah.
Can we stop it? And can we stop it without violence? That's another question.
I don't think that people want to. It's like Ted, you know, always threatens, you know, come and take it. In fact, he's got a flag that he's selling on his website on tednugent.com. It says, come and take it. You know, I don't think anybody's going to mess with us. But I think that that's the kind of demeanor. You know, a lot of times in my 31-year marriage to Ted, almost 32 years, there have been times where he's said things that I thought were outrageous and unnecessary. Now more than ever, I am in alignment with that, and more people are too, because we have to be outrageous. We have to let them know we're not going to take it anymore. We have to stop wearing masks. We have to stop complying. Already in other countries, they're talking about having a vaccine card. You can't travel unless you have the vaccine. That's crazy.
Yeah. I tweeted last night, stop calling it defiance when somebody opens their business. This is the United States of America. The real tyrants, the real defiance is the people who are forcing these closures, forcing these mandates. And Richard, to answer your question, can we do it without violence? I just don't think so. I think that there's going to come a day, sadly, very soon, reminiscent of 1776, 75, where this thing gets really bloody, really fast. I think it'll end quickly. And I have said on this show, and it may be shocking, and people might think that I'm saying it for shock value. I'm not. I'm in search of the truth, and I will always say the things that I believe to be true without worrying about cancel culture or suppression or shadow banning. There's going to be a time, I think, where elected representatives are physically dragged from their office with violence. And if they don't start listening to patriots and doing what over 80 million people, what their will is, and recognizing that their responsibility is to their country and to us first, I think that there's no other way for that to happen. Get her book, Chimene Nugent, 4 Minutes to Happy, Little Things You Can Do to Change Your Life in Just a Few Minutes. You can get it on Amazon every day, by the way. You can get it on Amazon. And then what was the website for the autographed copy?
It's called oldwestantiques@yahoo.com.
Oh, that's an email. Send an email to oldwestantiques@yahoo.com.
Yep.
I can't tell you how much we appreciate you being on it. Can we get you back again sometime?
Man. Thanks for having me, guys. God bless and stay strong and healthy.
Will you come back again?
Absolutely.
All right. I had to get the promise before we get out of here. Tell Ted we said hello. We're big fans.
I will.
More PC Radio coming up in just about 60 seconds as we get into the bill that the president signed, as well as those audio tapes that I dropped over the weekend. Don't miss it.
force votes.
We will not stop.
Any Republican senator is part of the cover-up.
What the f***?
Impeachment.
This is madness.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
And I want to talk to you right now about Verve United, okay? And the wonderful shirts that they have coming out here. Take a look at this one. This is, if you're watching us live here, Trump Lives. What a great hoodie there. Great quality. America Wins. That is my favorite one by far. Verve United. Get over to verveunited.com. They are a great sponsor on our website as well at thepcradioshow.com. Get over to thepcradioshow.com. That's thepcradioshow.com. That is thepcradioshow.com.
Broadcasting live on the Ops Lens app, iHeartRadio, Mojo 50 Radio, and online worldwide at thepcradioshow.com.
Make sure to get over there and check those out. These shirts are incredible. Verve United, you can get there through our website. And Richard, we've been told that ours are coming. I don't know. Have you received your shirt by any chance?
I have not.
I would imagine you'd be wearing
it. I haven't checked
it.
My tracking details today, but it's in the mail. It's coming.
The FBI is lying to us, and that's no secret. Weird. I tweeted yesterday, that I spoke with Angel Masonet, who is a former JTTF, Joint Terrorism Task Force, out of New York, the NYPD. His team was actually responsible for stopping Osama bin Laden's final terror plot on America. And he's a total true hero, and he knows what's going on here, because to be on these task force, you have to go through these FBI schools, right? They put you in these classes, they come and they talk to you, you go there, Quantico, I don't know wherever he went, but and so one of the first things he said that the FBI teaches you is that there's no such thing as a lone wolf. So either the FBI was lying to these cops, or the FBI is lying to us. I'm going with the latter.
Yes.
And I believe that the FBI is not a righteous group of people. They have been compromised. We are living in a time, make no mistake, where the most trusted, most coveted, most secretive information from our top-level security agencies, national security agencies, and our top-level federal law enforcement is being weaponized against the American people. Okay, in to push a political narrative to back certain people, and that who they're backing is the deep state, the swamp. They're backing the swamp because they all have dirt on each other. And we saw that with James Comey. We saw that with Carter Page and Peter Strzok. We saw as traitors to America compromised the national security of this country in pursuit of compliance, control, power, and money. These people were all a part of the human child sex trafficking that's going on. I mean, if you really want to talk about it, let's talk about it. If you want to start an investigation into human child sex trafficking, you got to start in Hollywood and you got to start in D.C. And that's the reason why big tech gets behind shadow banning people like Craig the Sawman Sawyer. Vets for ChildRescue.org. We had him on the program last week. And there's a reason why every time, you mention the hashtag Save Our Children, that you go nowhere. It goes nowhere. These people all have dirt on each other. They have pictures of themselves, on small islands like Epstein Island. I saw a picture yesterday. I can't prove the authenticity of it, but I saw a picture yesterday of Bill Clinton with his clothes off and some blonde woman rubbing his back, presumably on Epstein Island. It was a joke meme. It said something about, here's President Trump. You could clearly see it was a fuzzy picture, but you could clearly tell that it was, Bill Clinton. Of course, it wasn't censored because the allegation was that it was Trump, but you could clearly see that it was Clinton. These are the people that you need to start with.
Yeah. Well, you know what, man? It almost seems like, and I'm sure to some people, it seems like this is a movie or this is some Vince Flynn novel, because the lies and the deceit and all these things just are so unbelievable to what the norm is that we're used to in this country. And I think that the truth is that it's always been this way. It's just now somebody didn't keep their lips tight enough, or they didn't keep their mouth closed at all. And now it's starting to leak out into the mainstream, not even media, but out on social media. And
so the lies have to continue. And
it runs deep.
Things need to be destroyed, right? And so, I mean, I know that there was this debunked deal. Snopes is discrediting this live feed or whatever they are, this other fact-checking group, is in on debunking the theory that, you know, AT&T had a contract to investigate the Dominion servers and that they were moved to Nashville, and that the AT&T building that was the target of this explosion, it was clear that whoever was behind this didn't want people to get hurt because of the audio that was playing. Evacuate this area, get away from this RV. This thing is about to blow up. The hero cops from Nashville that got involved saved the lives, no doubt, of many, many people. And so our hats are off to those cops. The street-level cops of today's America are doing a fantastic job. The problem is that they're being castrated by politically motivated, politically controlled, aspiring chiefs and command staffs who have motivations other than enforcing the law.
They're the real victims in my eyes, man. Not only are they being castrated by the powers that be, but then they also get their balls cut off by the community and the people that they're out to serve. And they, you know, it's like they get it in stereo, and they're the real victims in all of this, because they still have to come to work every day and protect and serve and do the job that they've signed up to do, knowing that they're walking into a shitstorm. It's so, like walking into a butcher, putting your nuts on the table and go, all right, sir, grab them, take them off.
And so going back to Nashville, the FBI telling us that this is a lone wolf is a complete lie, according to their own theories, according to their own teachings, according to their own philosophy. There's no such thing as a lone wolf. Now, by the way, if this was a lone wolf and it was a man who allegedly died inside of this RV in the blast, right? A 63-year-old white man who died in the blast. Yep. And nothing to see here. That's the end of the story. We'll get back to you. If anything else comes of this, we'll get back to you. Well, then who was the woman on the recording? Evacuate this area. So clearly, this is not a lone wolf, because some woman out there recorded this thing. So she knew about it. She was obviously, she didn't just say, yeah, sure, I'll record this without saying, well, what does this mean? Right? And so the joke is that I made, obviously, is, you know, just breaking right now, 63-year-old white man found in RV after Nashville blast dies of coronavirus. and we're back to that now. But
another $30,000 for him.
You know, there's a lot of theories about this, but AT&T is a communications hub. There's no question. There's no arguing that. They house information. They store information. Whether or not they have this contract to investigate Dominion and the servers and the software, we will get into that. But the point is, the people that we are supposed to trust the most, law enforcement, at the highest levels of our federal government, those that are supposed to investigate others inside of our government, because really the FBI is there as an institution to do that. They are the ones who are supposed to be charged with the idea of diving into sex trafficking of minors, but they won't. They are the ones that are supposed to be diving into corruption inside of our government, but they won't. And they won't because they're compromised as well. There's pictures of them on these islands as well. I'm convinced of it. And I'm going to find a way to get to the bottom of it. There are whistleblowers everywhere. And on this program, we will never ignore a credible person who has information. I think I proved that this weekend. Now, I'm getting harassed a little bit because I said that I had video. And the video that we have is, you know, or we're going to have access to, is video of somebody unloading something from a plane. It's video from afar. You really cannot tell what it is. But what it does is it corroborates the tapes that I played. And the tapes that I played were of a guy by the name of Kenneth Scott Koch. You can find them on my Parler. You can find them on my Twitter. You can find them on our Rumble account. And that, because I don't have time. I mean, I put a pretty comprehensive story together. I did a lot of digging. I spent the entire weekend talking to people. I spent the weekend talking to General Flynn's security detail that is at the home of the whistleblower who provided this information to us. Okay. Yeah. And there was a lot of back and forth as to whether or not we were even going to be able to release this because of the safety of that security team and because of the safety of that whistleblower. People don't realize what it takes to do a story like that if you're going to do it responsibly. And, you know, there's a lot of people that'll say, well, you know what? If you're going to blow the whistle, then you know that you're putting yourself in harm's way. And to a certain extent, I agree with that. Okay. But there are also certain things that you just don't do or don't say. And I'm not the one that drew the line with the video thing. I was just told you're not getting it. But apparently what the video is that I was promised was video from afar that shows this plane being unloaded with presumably ballots, okay? What that does is it corroborates the tapes that you heard. But I think I did a really good job of showing you who is Kenneth Scott Coke, yeah. What is his level of credibility, what is his security clearance, who is he around, who does he associate with, who does he work for, what technology does he have access to, and would it be reasonable to assume that what he was saying on the tapes about ballots on planes in Phoenix at the Sky Harbor Airport being flown in by UPS and FedEx and flown out to Las Vegas, Nevada, and all these other things, and him saying, those are my guys right there. Those are my guys, right? That's what he said on the tape. Those are my guys. What was on the plane? Ballots. So were the ballots used to jade the election in favor of Joe Biden? Yes, they were. He said that on tape, not believing that he was being recorded. We can't let that go, and it's one of thousands of stories. I'm not sitting up here claiming to be some, you know, hero for America, because the tapes, I'm sure, had already been out there. Sidney Powell had them. General Flynn had them. There was an investigation into this already, and they reached a dead end. I don't know if it's because they only had a certain budget. I don't know if it's because, you know, whatever. But what I did was I proved on my investigation, I proved that Kenneth Scott Coke is not just some crazy guy saying some stupid shit in somebody's living room with no merit and for no reason. This guy's connected to the Koch brothers. He is a direct relation to the billionaires that are huge political influencers in this country and globally. Yep. I proved that he has a security clearance, or that the company that he has, that he works for, has a security clearance through the DOD. They're assigned a quote cage number, which what that does is it allows them to bid for and execute and work for the United States government. I did a really good job of showing you who the guy was. So don't give me a hard time about the absence of the tape. I did my best. And in the absence of the tape, still did a great job at showing you who he is. Because what's important is not what he said. I mean, my neighbor across the street could walk into my house right now. I could have a recording device going and he could say the election was stolen and I know it. Well, that's fine. But who are you? Right? And so airing the tapes of my neighbor coming into my living room and making that proclamation really means nothing to American patriots. But if he's somebody of influence who has a certain amount of knowledge, then it becomes relevant and it becomes a story. This is a story because of who Scott Coke, Kenneth Scott Coke, is.
Yes. And furthermore, everybody in this country should be pissed off about that. Not just the right, not just the Republicans. Everybody should be. Because if you're a Democrat and you're a fan of Joe Biden, clearly it's you didn't win a fair fight. It was stolen. Who wants to win that way? And not only do you not want to win that way, but our system is badly broken. It's insanely damaged, and it needs to be rectified.
And you're going to really dig deep when you talk about Governor Doug Ducey there in Arizona as well. He controls the National Guard there, and allegedly, according to Scott Coke, Kenneth Scott Coke, who has the clearance, who has reasonable access to these things, who was behind the line at a tabulation center, at a place where these sacred ballots are being counted. He was behind the line. There's a sworn affidavit of that, which I also displayed on the screen and read verbatim on the drop. He was witnessed there by a person who's just been elected to the federal government. He was witnessed there. And so you really start to dive in deep and implicate people when you're talking about that the National Guard was protecting these planes that these fraudulent ballots are supposed to be on. And of course, then it becomes a matter of, well, how far do you go with a story? I am not afraid to go all the way. Somebody wants to get me tapes, I'll be the guy to drop it. And look, it's not for a Twitter following. We have to save this country. Mm-hmm. There's somebody out there that knows who Kenneth Scott Coke is and knows the legitimacy, that saw him somewhere and could come forward and say, I have video of that, I can corroborate that, and here it is.
And there's certainly people that are closer to this whole debacle than Kenneth Scott Coke. I'm sure of it. And maybe they're looking and itching for a way to get the story out. Well, PC Radio is the way to do it. You know, I mean, as you said, we're not scared to do it.
Or somebody like us. I mean, if there's anybody out there that'll do it again, yeah. I don't need to be the hero. If there's somebody out there that you trust, hey, I don't know this Stu Peters guy, but I do know this guy over here. Well, then fine. If that guy over there has the testicular fortitude to go ahead and do it, then give it to him.
Yeah,
and let him
absolutely.
Do it. I don't care. Matter of fact, I tried to give those tapes away. I went to another person on a news network, had a long discussion with him. He decided not to do it. That's on him. So there's no story here. Well, you have to really do more than just take information. I mean, if you really want to die, you have to do some work. You know, you have to put some effort into stuff to go and find it. And right now, in our times, it's not hard to find corruption in this government. You don't have to look beyond much of your nose in order to find it. The middle class is under attack right now, and businesses are being shut down. People are losing everything that they have in the name of safety and security, but yet 99.8% of people are recovering from the virus that was supposed to be the world-ending plague, and they told us, lied to us, when they said that over 2 million people were going to die from this. Fauci is doubling down, and I'm just wondering, when Fauci is sentenced to prison, when he goes away, is he going to be forced to pay restitution to all of these people who have lost everything? He lied. He's a liar. He deceived the American people. He used a platform of somebody who was supposed to be one of the most trusted people in America, and he lied to people. He lied to people because he's an investor. He's actually probably the investor in chief in that Wuhan lab in China, where this thing came from. He and Obama, the most corrupt president to ever occupy the office of the White House in the Oval Office in this country, in the history of the world. And they invested personally into this Wuhan lab. You don't have to look far for corruption, but what people are willing to do about it, and what standing up means, because everybody's saying stand up, rise. What does it mean? Does it mean that we just continue to have podcasts and radio shows and internet drops and tweets exposing the stuff? Well, there's been enough exposed here to do something about it. And so the charge has to start. And I don't know what that means. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know if it means that somebody has to pick up a gun and go do something weird. I don't know if it means that a whole group of people has to do it. I mean, you know, look, you got groups like the Proud Boys forming. They're online right now asking for donations for protective equipment, like they're gearing up for something.
Yeah. Somebody's got to be ready. Somebody's got to be ready to endure the bloodshed and to cause great harm to those who oppose this country.
Until patriots in 1775 were approached by the militia and asked to be a part of it and said, we really have something going on here. Until they had those town church meetings and said, who's going? Who's going to go fight this war? Nobody really knew that anything was going on. But there has to be a starting point. At some point, somebody is going to say, come and join this team. And I think it ought to be President Trump.
That'd be pretty damn powerful.
85 million people.
It'd be a lot of folks coming down to the church.
And so, listen, out of all of this, the Republican Party and the GOP have died. They are buried. They are dead. They are gone. They don't exist anymore. Mitch McConnell is a weak sellout. And he should be gone. Geraldo Rivera should be excommunicated from this country and escorted out of it.
Yeah, go draw a map somewhere else.
People like that have killed and been complicit in the murder of the Republican Party. It is gone. It is no longer effective. But one thing I can say is that out of this, a new party has been born, the MAGA Party. The Patriotic Party of MAGA. And President Donald Trump, first of all, is not going to concede. And he will have an inauguration. I believe it's going to be at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah. And everyone's invited, according to the Post.
He is still the strongest leader in this world. And I really believe that January 6th, on that day, that there's going to be a turning point And that I believe that Joe Biden, not only will he concede, he will just withdraw completely. And by saying that, that means that he never becomes inaugurated. He's going to be arrested. He's going to be arrested, and he's going to be arrested because these deals are coming to an end. And they're coming to an end, which is why all of the civil unrest that we're seeing is happening. This is why the propaganda channels have been opened up. This is why big tech and the mainstream media have gotten behind the progressive radicals. Because they know that the truth is coming out. And there are a lot of people who are investors in these mainstream media broadcasting corporations who are complicit in all of this stuff, all the dirty deeds, the dubious ways, the scandalous happenings and goings on. They're a part of it. And they don't want it to come to light, and it is coming to light, which is why the sense of urgency is so great to hide it all and to keep it all from you. But the day of reckoning is coming.
Do you suppose, Stu, that if, for conversation's sake, that President Trump at some point is removed from office by the military or whoever's charged to do that bullshit if it comes to it, How strong of a following and how effective do you think that he still could be, even if he doesn't hold the title of president?
Well, that's what I just said. And if I didn't say it clearly enough, let me say it right here. The leader of the free world is Donald J. Trump. Yeah. Regardless if he occupies the Oval Office or not, he is the most powerful man in the world.
There it is.
And you don't have to just look at the United States to look at the people who are going to be joining this militia. There are countries around the world that depend on Donald Trump for their safety, for their sanctity, for their liberation, for their freedom, for the future of their children. I'm talking about our allies that are weaker. I'm talking about the kids that we stuck up for in school that were less capable of sticking up for themselves. We stood up to bullies. That's what Donald Trump
does. All those countries are aware of it too. The news headlines on newspapers across the world are talking about how the election was stolen.
Everybody knows the election was stolen.
Yeah, everyone knows.
Everybody knows the election was stolen. It was a complete fraud. It was a total. It's the propping up of a dictator, and the dictator is not Joe Biden. He's not smart enough. He could be the dumbest person in America. I mean, look at the way he tries to cover up his own trail. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. He's got major problems. His son has major problems. And what's going to happen is that the people of the citizens of these countries in Venezuela, in Sweden, in Nicaragua, in places that depend on aid from the United States, who have received it, they depend on it to stay alive because of the control of their radical dictators and the threat that if you do something that crosses this line, the United States is the only superpower left on the planet, we will intervene. And that could mean, and we are notorious for removing dictators capable of genocide. We do that. We restructure governments all over the world all the time. That's a fact. We do it. And we do it in the best interest of the national security of our country by putting America first, which has been absent for a very long time.
Yes.
And now that it's back, the very people who hate America, that live here and wish to destroy the framework of America, and would, if they could, tear up the Constitution from one end to the other, they would be unchecked and able to do it. Now, with that being said, Georgia is very important. Nothing has ever been more important than Georgia. Now, I see Republican senators saying, we're going to take Georgia, we're going to win Georgia. No. Don't be so fast here. You saw what happened on November 3rd and the weeks after. You saw what happened. And if you think that they're not willing or capable of stealing this election down in Georgia, both of them, you better check yourself. So If politicians and elected representatives are becoming complacent, patriots, this is the time where you cannot, because they're not going to do the job that we have to do. So we need to descend on Georgia in a physical presence and demand 100% accountability and transparency in this election. Because if those two Democrat tyrants, if those two progressive radical domestic terrorists who have told you on tape that they hate America, Reverend Warnock, where is your church?
Yeah.
Somewhere in the same neighborhood of Reverend Sharpton's church? Because I have yet to find it. Reverend Warnock has told you that he hates America, that he hates the police, and that he wishes to defund them and leave you without your business, without the protection of the police, and without your guns. He plans to leave you without your religion and damn you if you should get together with your family and your friends. This is the time that we need to stand up, because without it, should the tragedy happen where Joe Biden is somehow inaugurated on January 20th, that administration will go completely unchecked. And the people that are pulling the strings of Joe Biden, if you think that Biden is negative when he says the darkest days are ahead of us, then let me tell you something. You haven't seen anything yet, because the people that are pulling the strings of Joe Biden are more radical than you would ever care to know. And I'm talking about people like Bernie Sanders. I'm talking about people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib. These people that are pulling his string, and the way that they can pull his strings is because they're all connected to China. Look at Swalwell. He was sleeping with a Chinese spy for many, many, many years. He is still a member of Congress. Nothing has been done about this. He holds the nation's deepest, darkest secrets. He's on the Intelligence Committee. Pelosi hasn't removed him from this thing yet. They're telegraphing exactly what they want for America, and they're doing it right in front of our eyes as Republicans and members of the GOP play Mr. Nice Guy. And we have to stop that right now. We cannot play Mr. Nice Guy anymore. We have to take the gloves off. We have to be willing to punch below the belt. If they want to play that, if those are the rules that they want to play by, then we have to play their game in their arena and by their rules. And we have to do it better.
Yep. And we're capable of doing it better than they are. We're capable of being more violent. We're capable of being more, of being stronger. We're capable of being stronger minded. It just needs to be executed.
If you want to know what's in the future for America, go to any city, any large city in this country that's run by progressive radical Democrats. Go to Minneapolis. Go to St. Paul. Go to Los Angeles. Go to Detroit, Baltimore, Philadelphia. Go to Houston. Go to Chicago. Would you take your family to any of those places that I just mentioned on a relaxing vacation to jet set away? Of course you would not.
Go vacation in Baltimore.
The violence is out of control. Poverty is through the roof. Minorities are trapped in the ghetto. Businesses cease to exist. Blocks and blocks of commercial and warehouse districts are completely shut down. And that is the future for an entire America if you don't get involved, and get involved right now. When you figure out a way, let me know. I'm in. I'll go get dressed right now and head to you. I will head to my president. Don't concede, Mr. President. Don't go anywhere. We will see you tomorrow at 6 o'clock Eastern right here for more Patriotically Correct Radio. My name is Stu. That is Richard. Thanks for being with us today. See you tomorrow.